Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, April the 19th, 2015. That was the great Maltini and the great Mahotella Queens. Never before have I had a second favorite artist after Bob Marley and the Wheelers and all the Wheelers, Bunny Wheeler, Peter Tosh and all the Wheelers. But now I have a number two favorite, Maltini and the Mahotella Queens. This was Jive Matella telling us to put on our dancing shoes. We are Africans, and the whole human family is derived from the African ancestors, and we must dance. We must dance to the rhythm of life. We must dance to the rhythm of truth, justice, and righteousness. We must let go of the cares that we have and enjoy life and dance and enjoy music and enjoy friendship. So I love Maltini and the Mahotella Queens. So now look, when you go to Psalm 139, verse 16, oh, I love this scripture so much with all my heart. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. Now, this word, unperfect. Oh, my God. Let me say it again, because this is so mind-blowing when we understand. My substance yet being unperfect. Oh, David, you're speaking on the behalf of the human family. You want us to know our origins. You want us to understand the science of the universe. Oh, David, you want us to know that we are all members of Christ's mystical body. That there was a time that we pre-existed our physical incarnation. That the story of Christ Jesus is the story of the whole of the human family and the whole of the universe. Oh, my substance, yet being unperfect. 1:5, 6:4. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word is this word, sisters and brothers. Let's listen to the pronunciation.
Strong's H1564. Goleth. Goleth.
Goleth. It looks like golem, but the man said Goleth. But it is defined as embryo and fetus. This is a masculine noun, a masculine noun. That's the part of speech. Embryo, fetus is the definition. This is telling us that all of us, before our physical incarnation, before we came through our physical mothers. Now, when was this? Let's speculate a little bit. In the Theology of Time lectures, Elijah Muhammad talks of all of this science, sisters and brothers. All of this science, if we understand the science, understand Africa, understand the African narrative of the scientific universe, then go back and listen to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad Theology of Time lecture series, we can see he is giving us a rendering from W.D. Farad, whom we suspect may have been from India and not Mecca, because of the language used by W.D. Farad and the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. But Elijah got this knowledge from that great brother, black man, from India, who was very light-skinned. But this knowledge and wisdom of the universe is African, as Africans are the first who populated the whole earth, India included, and brought this knowledge all over the earth. Elijah Muhammad keeps saying he was given the knowledge from God in the person of W.D. Farad to understand the whole beginning process. And if he is not absolutely correct, then he is near correct in saying that the process began, I heard him say, 76 trillion years ago. Then I thought I heard him say 66 trillion years ago. So what we will say is anywhere from the time of 76 trillion years ago to 66 trillion years ago began this process. This process before the process. Oh, let me just try to take my time and say what I want to say, because I love this knowledge and this wisdom and this overstanding and this scientific understanding of the universe. Frank Jeff Kopra, we spoke of him earlier, The System's View of Life. I hope I'm quoting that book correctly. The System's View of Life talked about how most of the scientists talk about the process that we are familiar with. Big Bang and the universe. That is like saying Jesus by himself, everything after, that's it. The scientists say Big Bang, material universe, the sun, time and space, and the material universe, and that's it. But Frank Jeff Kopra was even talking about how some of the scientists are beginning to understand that before the Big Bang, there was a process before the process. Bang and afterwards is the process. But there is a process before the process. This is what we're getting at. This is what David is getting at. The process before the Big Bang. The process before the process. The process in which we were in the womb of our original mother as the dark matter, dark waters, the waters unseen, symbolically seen as the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm, the unseen waters, the dark waters, dark matter, unseen, in the womb of Mother Holy Spirit or Mother Holy Energy or dark energy, dark spirit, unseen. In this state, the universe was just darkness and void and darkness upon the face of the deep. But now something is going on in that womb. And so David sees us as embryo, as fetus, not the physical mother, not your physical mother who gave birth to you anywhere from a year ago to 100 years ago, depending on when you were born. Some men and women on the earth are 100, 102, 105, 110, 120. We're not talking about that type of birth. We're talking about the original birth. We're talking about the birth that Yahushua in St. John chapter 3 says you must be born again, born of the water, born of the spirit. That water is the dark waters, the dark matter. And that spirit is the dark energy, dark spirit. You must be born again from that original birth and understand all of the ramifications of that original birth, all of these symbologies, all of the metaphors and allegories, all of the euphemisms that that original birth represents, so that we can, in the seen world, after having studied the unseen world, the world that we can't see, the power that we can't see, the waters that we can't see, dark water, dark matter, the energy spirit that we can't see, dark energy, dark spirit. After studying the unseen world that has more power than the seen, 10 to 1, then we are able in the seen world to create the new civilization, to create the new Jerusalem, to create the new society, to make it so that everywhere in the universe, on the planet Earth, when we move, we have friendship and love and camaraderie. Have no fear of harm or hurt, because all at that time will have gone through such examination of dark matter, dark water, the hidden unseen power of the Almighty Father, the sacred divine masculine, and all will have gone through critical examination of dark energy, dark spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Energy, the goddess principle, the sacred divine feminine principle in the universe. And so David sees us in that embryonic stage, in that original state, before time and space, before the birth of the sun, before our birth in the sun, and the sun moving into those dark matter, dark waters, and the dark spirit, dark energy, and pulling on those waters and pulling on those energies from the unseen reality and lifting the dross and the gross matter, purifying, purging the waters and the energies, compacting those waters and accompanying energies, and we have the mass matter material universe that we have today. This is the embryonic stage before the bang, before the coming of light and sound in the seen reality. We're talking about yet that unseen reality from whence we all come, that the scientists are struggling with, but we are with the scientists that talk freely of the process before the process, and dark energy, Mother Holy Spirit energy, and dark matter, Almighty Father matter, masculine, etc. The embryo, the fetus, this is what David is speaking about. And when you go to the Jesenius Hebrew Chaldee lexicon, they talk about, it says in further definition, something rolled together, rude and unformed matter, not yet wrought, the parts of which are not yet unfolded and developed. Thus an embryo rather of the mystical body of Christ. It is often used in the Talmud of anything not yet wrought and developed, and it is applied to an ignorant man. So you can see how our origins in the unseen womb of dark energy, dark spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, womb of Nonet, okay, and as those original waters, dark matter, dark waters, waters of noon, in that state, we were unformed matter. Like in the physical mother of your mother, you had to form brains first. The energies of your mother going to work on you in your embryonic stage, in your stage as a fetus, I believe the brains begin to form first. And then the brains cause the forming of all of the other portions and parts of the physical body of that baby in the embryonic stage, in the stage of fetus. That is the work of your physical mother on you, the energies, the blood and the structure of that physical mother going to work on you and me. And eventually, after 9 months, that baby is totally and completely formed and ready to be born. Well, this is what we're speaking of concerning ourselves in that original unseen reality of dark matter, dark waters, the same as dark matter, waters of noon, and the housing for those dark matter, dark waters, water, matter, same thing. The housing is the dark energy, dark spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, womb of Nonet. We want to unite all the terms and show that the terms, when we understand the definitions, we see unity. So in that unformed condition, not having been formed, but brains forming first. And after the brains form, because of the work of Mother Holy Spirit, dark energy, Mother Holy Spirit, dark energy, dark spirit, on the dark matter, dark waters, water, matter, same thing, we begin to form brains as a collective, and then the brains begin to work, and all the portions that we see on this side of the universe, all of the people, all of the stars, all of the nebula and the gas, all of the Milky Way, everything on this side of the universe, we were all being formed in the original unseen universe, the original unseen reality. This is what David is talking about. And when we studied that unformed state that we come from, we can see how it is applied to a human being who looks to be formed, but the actions tell us that the human being has not been fully developed and formed. The thinking of the human being residing in ignorance and stupidity is the result of a mind that has not been completely formed, because those that were given the charge, I'm talking about the leadership, who we know are pastors and shepherds, because that word pastor and shepherd is defined collectively as any officer, any director, any manager, any leader, any teacher, any ruler of any assembly. And that word assembly did not say religious assembly. It did not say a church assembly, a mosque. It said assembly. Every organization, citizens and people all over the earth, the international community is an assembly. Your federal, in your nation, the citizens are federal citizens, citizens of the nation. That's an assembly. Then you have the people on the state level. You're a citizen of a particular state. That's an assembly. Then you have your local. You're a citizen in your city. That's an assembly. You go to work. You work for a boss. That's an assembly. Your company full of people, workers. That's an assembly. You may be a part of any organization. That's an assembly. So everywhere on the planet, all officers, all managers, all directors, all leaders and rulers and teachers, all of you are pastors and shepherds. And it is your duty to give the absolute science of the universe to your people. I don't care whether you are in finance, whether you are in government, whether you are in education, whether you are in entertainment, government, finance, education, religious, whether you are in the religious institutions, wherever you are, if you are an officer, if you are a leader, a ruler, a teacher, if you are a director, a manager, you are a pastor and you are a shepherd, and you must teach and form the minds of those members of your assembly. And to the extent that we have not been formed, we are ignorant, and it is as if we are yet in the embryonic fetus stage of mental development. And then in Psalm 139 verse 16, David talks about, in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned. So now what he's saying, when you check the word continuance, that's yom. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 3117. Yom. Yom.
Masculine noun or masculine noun. Day, defined as day, time, year, division of time. Now these divisions of time are associated with the birth of the sun. So what David is saying is that it is not until the birth of the sun from the unseen reality, dark waters, dark matter, that's the Almighty Father God, creator of the universe, from the unseen reality and from the dark energy, dark spirit, Mother, Holy Spirit, womb of Nonet, the goddess power and principle, from the unseen reality. When these gave birth, when dark water and dark energy, dark water again is the masculine, the Almighty Father God power. Dark energy, dark spirit is Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Goddess, creatress power in the unseen world. When the sun was born from the unseen world, the visible sun born from the unseen world or unseen reality of dark water and dark energy, now the sun pulls on those original dark water and dark energy and renders and compacts those dark water, dark energy from the unseen world, lifts the dross and the gross matter, purifies, purges those waters and energy, and compacts those waters and energy, and now we are made into and completed into the seen reality, the physical reality, and the whole of the seen universe, the whole of mass, matter, material universe is the seen universe, the seen reality that we can see, that is derived from the unseen. This is what David is talking about. And this is what the modern day scientists are debating. But we are so happy and so glad that we have kept our minds and brains with those who are rooted in Africa so that we may understand the modern day scientists. And we are so thankful for those groups of scientists that are talking freely of this unseen reality and unseen world of dark water and dark energy, which is a euphemism for the god and the goddess power unseen in the unseen reality that has more bearing 10 to 1 on the seen reality. Now we can go back to Genesis. It seems like we're going round and round, but every time I get new information, every time I get new information, I have to go over it, render it, and complete the circle again. And so Elijah Muhammad said that this process began somewhere between 66 trillion years ago. The birth of light, some scientists say, was 13.7 billion years ago. And then other scientists focus on the sun being born 4.5 billion years ago. So depending on which view you have, that is the rendering of ourselves into the physical reality complete now. Gone are the days of our embryonic development. The brains collectively, we're the body of Christ. We're the body of fire. We are part and parcel of that hydrogen helium sun that regulates the whole of the universe, given power by the unseen reality of the unseen God and the unseen goddess, the unseen dark water matter and the unseen dark energy spirit. That sun, we are a part of that sun. That sun and ourselves are the body of Christ. And the whole universe has fire in it. Every physical reality has fire in it because we all were formed as fire. And every part and parcel of the universe has color. And all manner of varieties of realities in the universe. And we are made from all of those realities as that one body of Christ. So in Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So the word beginning has to do with time and space coming from the sun, as it is the sun and light that has the power to create time and space, given power by that unseen reality, the unseen dark water matter, and the unseen dark energy spirit. And so if you say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and now let us go into detail. The details would be found in verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the face of the deep has to do with the waters. Let's see, the face of the deep. The depths, the waters, yes. The abyss, the grave even. The depth, the deep, the ocean. The primeval ocean, or the original water from whence we all come. We must be born of the water and born of the spirit. This is a masculine, feminine noun, the word deep, encompassing the waters and the womb that held those waters in the unseen reality, in the universe before the universe became the universe after the birth of the sun. We're yet talking about that embryonic stage, that stage of ourselves as fetus. In the original waters began our existence, our pre-incarnate existence. In that embryonic stage, unformed and unwrought. So, the earth was without form. We were without form. We were void. We were unformed matter. And the earth is matter, but the earth is also pitah, the mind. And so we can also see that the mind was unformed. Oh, we're going to have to take this break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.